And I had thought that, for me, the days of going to sea was pretty much finished after the transatlantic race. But then I started to follow this particular race that runs every 4 years. And it seemed that we might be able to produce a global school program off this global event. It's called the Vendée Globe. It leaves from France, goes down through the Atlantic, eastbound across the Indian Ocean, eastbound across the Pacific Ocean, around Cape Horn, back up through the Atlantic to France. It's solo, nonstop, without assistance, 26,000 miles, 100 days plus or minus. It'll be 100 days minus for the people at the front of the fleet, 100 days plus for me, but that's the way it goes. Gives a marvelous opportunity to look at an event as a global event, because it is a global event. The vernacular of the race course description is France to France, leave Antarctica to starboard. That pretty much encapsulates that, I think. So the boat that we had used for the other events was sold, and we found this boat that's 8 years old. It's a 60-foot monohull. This is the class of boat that is required to be used. There are some design changes within the fleet. And we've got this boat. It's been around the world 3 times. Again, you get the opportunity to have a live event going on. There's so much science, there's so much physics, mathematics, geometry, ocean currents. There's flying fish, there's astronomy. There's just an awful lot that you can pull out of this. There's material science in here. The boats are generally carbon fiber now, some exotic materials in the rigging. And we can put all of this stuff into the program. This is also necessitated, as you can imagine, a rigorous physical training program.